Photos show workmen using cranes to lift metal pieces covered in tarpaulings onto a dock and onto the backs of waiting trucks. The end caps of the submersible can be seen, including one which appears to include a porthole, with the window missing. The craft's landing frame and a rear cover have also reportedly been recovered. The Canadian Coast Guard has said that it will remain on scene to continue to provide assistance and support to the recovery and salvage operations. The US Coast Guard, meanwhile, is leading an investigation into what caused the submersible vessel to implode. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.